Everyone has done their part tonight. Amen. I want to read to you from the 95th Psalm. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a good God, a great God, and a great King above all gods. Amen. It gives me pleasure now to introduce the psalms and to present to others the Reverend Kenneth Wolfgang, associate minister here at the People's Baptist Church. Receive him by saying amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, I must be pretty special tonight. Let's see. At the gospel chorus here. Building fun choir. Youth choir, I'm telling you, boy, I must be pretty sick. Have all the choirs singing for me tonight. Gee, woo-hoo. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Oh, mule. As some of Georgia boys will say, oh, mule. I'm telling you. I don't know. Lord, help me tonight. I'm going to have to do pretty good with all these choirs singing for me. I didn't think I was that special. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you would, please, turn to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. I'll give you a few seconds to get it. Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 6. Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 6. If you would stand for the reading of the word, I believe it's just in reverence to his word.
All right,
amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Now I want you to get that. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You may be seated. Heavenly Father, just touch your word tonight, Lord. Touch me, Lord, that I may bring the word forth with boldness, Lord. Lord, you know what you'd have me to say, Lord. Lord, you also know what these people need. Your people. They're not my people, Lord. And Lord, would you just bless their ears so they can hear it? And bless their hearts so that they can receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. As we see in this scripture tonight, a very unique set of prerogatives, prayer. Few people don't see this one, but let's look at this real carefully. Let's look at it real careful. First thing, it says, be careful for nothing. Now, I know the missus is going to think I'm done. Going to start preaching to her right off the bat. She's a little honey to me, but she gets a little fussy. With a little legally blind husband, I can understand her point. You know, the preacher, the new brother here, Brother Mills, Dr. Miller, he went to grab my arm to help me up the steps. You know, and although I'm used to the platform, I know I got these steps memorized by memory. And he grabbed my arm, and I appreciated that, but a little note for you guides, go first. At least I did on the wagon trains, amen. It says, be careful for nothing. You know, sometimes it's pretty sad. The first thing we do, something happens in our life, what's the first thing we do? Come on now. What do we start doing? What do we start doing? We start worrying about everything that comes down the pipe, don't we? Everything. I told you I was a Roman. You see, everything we worry about. Get a little pain and, oh, first thing we start doing is worrying about it. You know, God says we're supposed to thank him for that. I'm getting to that. I'm sneaking up on it, all right? He says, be careful for nothing. It says nothing. Do you all get that? Nothing? No, I want you to say that with me. Nothing. It didn't mean something, did it? It means nothing. But in everything. Say it again. In everything, give thanks. See, when you're in prayer and supplication before God for your needs, one thing He doesn't want us to do is to start worrying. Because when we start worrying, what's the problem? We're not thanking God. We're also not trusting Him. I'm going to say that again. I think some of them get that. We're not thanking Him and we're not trusting Him.
Amen.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Yes.
Trust. You notice that? With all thine heart and on your own understanding, thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. Now you get that? See, everything you do, you're supposed to trust in God. But we're to, remember Martha? Who remembers Martha?
Mary
and Martha. Mary's out there sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha, she was worried or careful, as Jesus said, about everything about the surf. We know what tomorrow is. How many Marthas are we going to have tomorrow? Oh, worried about fixing the turkey and all of that. Something I had to teach the missus a couple days ago. You know what we had for Thanksgiving? Was going to have for Thanksgiving dinner? Homemade stew. Nah, I got some people's mouth watering, but all right. We got plenty extra, all right? But the thing is, turns out we ain't going to need it now. We done got us a fresh turkey. Hallelujah. I didn't know how I was going to get it. But I said, God, I'm going to thank God for whatever you give me. If it would have been a PB&J sandwich, I would have took it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Be careful for nothing. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. You mean if I'm in laying in a bed in pain, I'm supposed to just... with thanksgiving. You mean I ain't got nothing in the refrigerator? Thanksgiving. And I ain't got nothing to serve my guests with thanksgiving. Come on now. With thanksgiving. Because as the men sang tonight, woo, Lordy, you don't gonna get this Georgia boy shouting. God is able. God is able. God is plenty able. And anybody who says He ain't, well, you need a sermon too. Hallelujah. God is able in everything. With your supplication and prayer, with thanksgiving. Then let your request be made known to God. You notice He didn't say let your request be known to God first. Because you know why? We're selfish. Amen. We're the biggest selfish rascals you ever saw. Oh, God, give me. You know, that's what this problem with this country is. We're all named Jimmy and we'll take everything you give me. Amen. You might as well say amen. I'm going to preach it anyway. Oh, glory. Yeah, thank God. Woo. I'm telling you, with thanksgiving. It's going to be tomorrow. It's a holiday. But what was the reason for Thanksgiving in the first place? Thanksgiving was because the pilgrims come by. Indians taught them how to grow crops and stuff. And when that first crop came in, now wait a minute. They, as the atheists and them like to say, they said, well, that wasn't for nothing. They was just to have a harvest party. No, they didn't. They were thanking God for what they got. Come on now. This country was founded on godly principles. And anybody tells me they're a true atheist, they're a liar anyway. Ah, come on, let's tell it like it is. Ah, come on. There ain't a true atheist in the place. They're all agnostics. They want to admit that they don't know there's a God. But when some plane goes flying into a big old building, then they go calling on the God they don't know. Woo-hoo! Come on. But they won't thank him for the answer, will they? Won't thank God for the answer. No one thank God for the nice building we got. But the minute it gets cold, we'll start worrying about the cold, won't we? If it's summertime, air conditioning break, it gets up 100 degrees, we'll be complaining about the heat. You selfish rascal, you. Come on now. You selfish rascal, you. Come on now. Instead of saying, thank God we got a place to meet in, at least we're not in the middle of the burning sun, we go and complain the air conditioner's broke. Or we complain the heater's broke. God help us. I'm telling you. Bless God, you get to shouting enough, you won't worry about the heat in the winter. I'm telling you. Get concentrated on God in the middle of summer, you won't be worried about what temperature is. You're going to be shouting too much to be worried about it. Glory, hallelujah. And I've been to some churches where they know how to do that, too. Also know how to do altar call, too. End of the service, half the church would be up at the altar. You know, altar prayer, they'd all be there praying over people's needs. They didn't have to have a preacher beg them to come up front. Shall I keep going? They didn't have to beg the people. They'd be up there. And I mean, I've got a tape of them up there in our sermon archives. We were just listening to me and my wife. You could just hear them over the preacher in the background praying. I'm telling you, you can hear these people just praying over lost souls. I mean, what happened to that? And then when someone gets saved, we ain't got the guts to thank God anyway. I want you to know, me and my wife just about had a shouting match. What was it, yesterday, Ruth? I think it was yesterday, the day before, one of our relatives called us. Alcoholic in the family. An alcoholic in the family. A wife beater. This man wouldn't know Jesus if Jesus was standing in front of him. The man knows Jesus now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all remember when I asked at prayer meeting here, pray for a guy named Warren Snyder and his salvation? You don't have to pray about it now. You just start shouting the glory down. He's saved. Hallelujah. Answered prayer. But we're rascals enough, we won't thank him. Dirty enough rascals, we'll just say, my name's Jimmy, give me some more. That's all. Give me some more, God. I'm not going to thank you for what you've already done. Well, bless God, I want to tell you something. I may be legally blind, but I'm thanking God for what vision I got. Look. Print bigger than Dallas and Fort Worth put together, probably. And God, I'm telling you what, I still thank God I can read it. I mean, there's some people right here that are out there tonight can't read a stitch of print. I don't care what size you put it in. Thank God I got the ability to read. And I'm also thanking God that he gave me the ability to help teach some others in need. It says, be careful for nothing. Put that down in your heart tomorrow. When you start into your Thanksgiving preparation, start with prayer. But don't be saying, God, help me to make this meal good. Say, God, I thank God you give me something to eat. God, I thank you for the I don't care if the bird turns up, burn as a crisp potato, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. Just thank God and let God be.
That was a good message. Good message. But I sure am glad. I thank the Lord that he has done. That he is legally blind and he keeps fooling around this little corner here. He kept walking over here till I... Good message, good message. Amen. We have heard from heaven.